Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the FPOV podcast. I'm your host, DJ FPO, and we'll be going over my POV of creating my documentary for the Dominican Women's Lacrosse team here at Dominican University of California. Before we get into the podcast, this episode is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California. Welcome back to the FPOV podcast. And I have a special guest with me here today for episode 6. This is Vincent. He's from Tiburon, California. He does freelancing photography for Dominican University's athletics, and he works for Berkeley's athletics for photography as well. So here he is.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I have a couple questions for you today. First off, we're going to be talking about what is the difference between shooting indoor and outdoor for sports?
All right, yeah. So indoor and outdoor athletics, the differences, there's so many. I mean, you know, indoor, great lighting. It's consistent. It's, you know, your settings, you don't have to change them as much. And the action is really close up and in your face. Outdoor, you know, the lighting is really nice, but there's some things that you have to consider. The sun, you know, shade, other people in the way. I mean, there's a lot of different factors that kind of make outdoor not as easy to do starting out compared to indoor. And from those differences, I can definitely say that my preference is indoor. But I definitely don't mind shooting an outdoor sport, you know, lacrosse, football. Of course, my favorite is football. And there's definitely a lot of things that can be changed in that situation, whether it be stadium lighting, whether it be just a different position on the field that can get you a better shot. But indoor sports, definitely basketball being one of the biggest ones, there's a lot of room for kind of different angles, different shots where the lighting is just consistent across the board. So, yeah.
Nice. Do you have any preference for the sports you choose at Dominican from the fall till now?
Yeah, definitely. Started out doing some indoor sports in the fall, what it was volleyball and basketball. And then eventually in the spring, moving outside to do soccer, lacrosse, whatnot, tennis. Definitely had some preferences for sort of the basketball season. Oh, it's just really fun inside, shooting the teams. They get excited. They're having a lot of fun. And it just brings out the full experience. I mean, coming from a fan perspective from sports, you know, you want to see your team excel. You want to see them emotional and happy. And that definitely happens in a high-paced game like basketball, like volleyball, where you're going back and forth, pushing each other and bring out the best of that. And outside sports, you know, lacrosse, soccer, there's just less, you know, points being driven up the scoreboard. And that's nothing wrong with that, but it's just, you know, there's less opportunities for a dynamic shot, you know, where someone is screaming, excited, happy that they shot a three-pointer and made the game winner.
That's great info. So, you know, I'm shooting women's lacrosse. What have you been seeing when shooting women's lacrosse lately? Because from when I was shooting it, sometimes the sun that would glare from the field would be messing up my shots. But what would you do to help you in general, like you as a photographer, turn down that glare with your settings? What would you do?
Yeah, definitely a big problem I had as well, same as you, was the glare on the field. I mean, you know, sometimes some lacrosse fields just have that turf that glistens in the sun and you just can't get away from that. A lot of things that I incorporated into my photography shooting lacrosse team was making sure to use consistent settings on one side of the field versus the other. One side of the field is facing the sun, will always be facing the sun, and one side will not. So just being able to recognize that you don't want too many sort of backlit exposures where you just can't save the photo, or just taking advantage of positioning where the players are underneath the shade so that you then get a consistent lighting throughout. Sometimes it's just going out there, luck of the draw, and getting what you can, but there's a lot of things that at least the camera can just help you out with, whether it be higher end autofocus and stuff like that, that have just been helpful to at least get a few shots in where you're just feeling a little bit better about yourself when you come off the field.
All right. Thanks for the info. And for when you do plan out your day with games and events like these, what would be your style and your shot list for pre-production for before games start?
So, I mean, for any game that I'm shooting, whether it be, you know, a new sport or sort of one that I've shot throughout of all college, I will definitely go and just research online first and foremost, like, what are other people photographing right now? What are the trends? What are people seeing in the game, after the game, before the game? So I'll get a list and I'll start putting down sort of shots that I want, whether it be at pregame, you know, players warming up, players excited, players, you know, high-fiving together, players doing something interesting, you know, the goalies when they juggle the balls. That's pretty interesting, you know, from a photographic perspective. So I'll definitely try and get a mixture of shots there. When, you know, the national anthem comes, I'll try and get some shots there as well. And then game time happens, and there's a few factors I want to get in, you know, like a shot on the goal, a goalie save, a defender playing tough, you know, anything that I'm like, I need to get this shot because I didn't get it last time. I'm going to try and go out there and get that. Of course, you know, the pace of the game will follow and you'll see what you would see. So always wanting to get the best shots possible from action to player emotion and whatnot. And then after that, you know, when the game concludes, the job's not done. You're going to go and get the team huddle. You're going to go and take photos of them smiling or focused on the next game, and then definitely bringing that energy into the editing afterwards, whether it be looking at them in Lightroom, using a different sort of filter, or just applying some of a consistent editing style throughout, and then applying that to the next game and seeing what you could do better.
That's great. Have you had a favorite shot this year so far with all the games you've shot, whether it was Berkeley or Dominican?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give one for Dominican. I'll give one for Berkeley. Dominican lacrosse, I mean, when we played against Charleston, there was a really nice shot, I think in the first few minutes, where one of the Dominican players just managed to hold on to the ball. And as they were tipping over, moving backwards, was able to fire a shot on the defender and make it into the goal. So then that shot where she's coming down and got the stick and the ball in hand was just fabulous. And then for Berkeley, I mean, shooting across many different sports over there, football, water polo, etc. My favorite has got to be in track and field, actually. Recently did that with the pole vault, and creating a dynamic background with the pole vaulter against the gray stadium was just a very stark image. It was really nice.
So for during the games, like around halftime or so, what do you prioritize? What type of photos you take? Whether it, you're going to put them out for box out for Dominican, where we usually post halftime scores or, you know, final scores. What photos would you normally prioritize since you're shooting how many shots? How many pictures do you think you're shooting?
Probably about 10,000 a game.
Yeah, you know, you're shooting 10,000 a game. Like, what type of shots do you prioritize over the other? You know, I feel like sometimes that could be pretty difficult.
Yeah, so as the game goes on, I mean, you know, it's going to be ups and downs, but definitely always making sure to get at least one shot of them kind of excited, happy, and one shot maybe that might be not necessarily that at the feet, but that of kind of moving forward, making sure to have something available, because once you, you know, go into the game and get to halftime, that's really the one good period where you're not photographing the game, and you're going to be at your editing software. You're going to be uploading photos and making sure that you have something that you can send over to your fellow colleague that they can use no matter what. So making sure that they have one where if Dominican pulls out and has a really explosive game, having someone have explosive energy versus, you know, if Dominican falls, unfortunately, making sure that, you know, we have an image that says that we're regrouping and we're moving forward. Something like that is really important because you're going to be taking a lot of photos, as I mentioned before, and you're just going to have to make sure that you pick out a few that are usable so that everything moves smoothly.
So for post-production of every game you've taken, every game you shot, what is the editing like scenario that what you normally would do, type of shots, like whether or not you're, you know, trying to create a story out of them or just crafting a narrative about how players and, yeah, I mean, if you want to run down your editing scenarios for that, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, once I get back home, the first thing that I do is just upload all the images. I use a program called Photo Mechanic that allows me to kind of cull the images quickly. I use a lot of camera technology that is preset to star, flag certain images, and then bring them over immediately into the editing software to just take a look at them really quickly, culling that 10,000 down into about maybe 300, 200 or so, and then picking from there which images are great. Definitely making sure to especially look at that narrative again, seeing if Dominican had a pullout win. We're going to just sift out immediately anything that's just sort of, you know, Dominican having a tough time in that game, and looking for all those really great shots where, you know, they're taking a good shot on the goal, they're having a really good save, they're really pumped up and jumping up and down with energy. Finding those ones first, bringing them into Adobe Lightroom, and then just doing sort of a editing process with there, whether it be, you know, looking at those photos immediately and just finding the favorites and editing it first, or just kind of going through and trying to build sort of a story, bringing that story, whether it be, you know, to box out where we can kind of just have a general idea of the game and sort of have a lot of images that can be used for further storytelling, whether it be for an away game or just for the coverage of this specific game itself, or then bring it over to social media, having it on you know, an Instagram story where you're having a good story across the post carousel, showing the progression of the game from you know, the big moments to the little moments where they're just, you know, focusing up, having a little celebration, something like that. Definitely looking to see where the narratives are, where this shot, it tells the whole story of the game, where, you know, you can just encompass the whole game into this one goal where, as I said, like my favorite photo before was where the player's falling back and they're pushing forward through, you know, if a game is really close, whether it be like, you know, 9-7, that photo can definitely tell a story. Where if you have a game that's 13-2, having something where there's a lot of players out there having a lot of dominance, that photo would be better. Or having one where it's 2-13 on the other end, having one where the team is huddled up, having them, you know, kind of all together and being sort of like a uniting force moving forward. Definitely seeing what you can do, because of course you have all the story pieces, but you just want to figure out what you can do together with them.
All right. Well, that concludes the episode 6 of the FPOV podcast. I hope you guys enjoy. I know sometimes this might be more of a visual thing, but for the viewers, for the camera viewers and videographer viewers. I hope that could help. I hope all this helps both of you guys. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and see you guys around.